A Marathon of Terror? Written by Roger Meyer, read by Chris Leonard. The very popular Boston Marathon is scheduled to run on April 20, 2015. April 15 marked the anniversary of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings. Violent acts and terrorism are the staple topic of today's world news. When will this Marathon of Terror end? The trial of Zokhar Sarnaev, the younger of the Sarnaev brothers, accused of the bombings, began March 4, 2015, and will likely last for several months. The selection of the jury was itself a legal marathon of several months. The bombing deeply affected Boston and galvanized its citizenry against the alleged perpetrators, making seating an impartial jury a time-consuming task. Jury selection finally concluded on March 3, 2015. Zokhar Sarnaev is accused of helping to build the two pressure cooker bombs that were detonated near the Boston Marathon race finish line, killing three and injuring well over 200 participants and spectators. The trial will likely include eyewitness testimony of many who were in the blast. The video footage many have seen on television will likely be used as evidence. The testimony of the law enforcement officers involved in the pursuit and capture of Zokhar will undoubtedly be heard. Such violent acts of death and destruction demand justice. Depending upon the outcome of the trial, many victims and their families may feel that justice has been served. Some may not. Regardless, bringing that incident to a conclusion will not bring an end to the continuing terrorism. The 2013 Boston Marathon bombing is only one small incidence of terror in the total amount of terrorism taking place in the world every year.
In just the first 2 months of 2015, terrorist attacks have occurred in Nigeria, Cameroon, the Philippines, Tunisia, Mali, Pakistan, Yemen, Libya, Niger, Somalia, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Turkey, Lebanon, Ukraine, China, France, Denmark, and in the U.S. in Colorado. Thousands lose their lives in violent terror attacks, and many more wounded, disabled, and disfigured for life. Millions of lives are disrupted, greatly inconvenienced by necessary security precautions. Billions of dollars in property damage is sustained. The war on terror costs hundreds of billions of dollars and is fought on many fronts. The economies of many nations are negatively affected, and terrorism continues, as does the war against it. There are many dozens of terrorist groups, but we are most familiar with Al-Qaeda, Taliban, Hezbollah, Hamas, Al-Shabaab, Boko Haram, the Muslim Brotherhood, and the Islamic State, also called the Islamic State of Iraq and Hasham, or ISIS. There is no universally accepted general or legal definition of terrorism by the international community, and yet, we all generally know what terrorism is. Naturally, we ask ourselves, why? When we think about these horrific acts, why does this happen? Why does God allow it? Will the violence and terrorism ever come to an end? There are answers to these questions, but many will not like the answer. Prophecies given to Moses millennia ago answer the question, as do prophetic statements by Jesus Christ. God warned ancient Israel in Leviticus 26, verse 14 through 16, "But if you do not obey me, and do not observe all these commandments, and if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, I also will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you." And Jesus gave predictions of events that will take place before his return, which include wars, nation rising against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, lawlessness abounding, great tribulation such as the world has never seen, such that, unless those days are supernaturally shortened, no one will survive. You can read this account in Matthew 24, verses 3 through 24. Unfortunately, this marathon of terror will continue and worsen until Jesus Christ returns to put a stop to it. Be sure to order and read our inspiring booklet, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return, and the Tomorrow's World article, 7 Reasons Why Christ Must Return. You can order from the tomorrowsworld.org website or by contacting a regional office near you. All of our literature is absolutely free of charge and available on audio CD upon your special request.